Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Minnesota DNR's Falcon Cam is live for the 2026 nesting season, and this year it's sharper and louder than ever. A new high-definition camera now includes sound, giving viewers an up-close look at peregrine falcons nesting in downtown St. Paul. The same 14-year-old female has returned for another season, and with eggs expected later this month, viewers can follow the entire nesting process live online. State officials are urging Minnesotans to file for the state's child tax credit. MNN's Brent Palm has more.
So far this year, more than 154,000 tax returns have claimed the credit, covering over 318,000 children across Minnesota. Families are receiving an average payment of more than $2,600. The refundable credit provides up to $1,750 per qualifying child, and families can receive the full amount even if they don't owe state income tax. The state estimates the credit could reduce child poverty in Minnesota by up to one-third. Brent Palm, MNN.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar continues to push for year-round E15 sales. The ranking member on the U.S. Senate Ag Committee says making 15% ethanol fuel available in all states in the summer.
It's an obvious solution to what we're facing now, which is some higher gas prices, which we weren't facing a few months ago. It seems to me like the moment to seize to show that we have a diversified fuel supply, and it's already 10% of our fuel.
Minnesota and seven Midwestern states have permanent EPA waivers allowing year-round E15 at the pumps, but 42 states cannot sell it between June and mid-September. And a settlement has been reached between the rideshare company Lyft and the Minnesota Department of Human Rights over allegations that drivers denied rides to Tori Andres, a blind student, because of her service dog, Alfred.
This case is a deeply personal thing to me because I travel pretty much everywhere with my guide dog. He is my eyes, he is my freedom, and he is why I am able to live independently.
Under the agreement, Andres will be awarded monetary compensation, and it includes improvements to Lyft's policies, driver education, and updates to the Lyft app. In other headlines, travel could be tricky across parts of Minnesota as two separate snow systems are expected to move through the state starting today and into the weekend. MnDOT's Ann Meyer encourages Minnesotans to check out the latest road conditions at 511mn.org or by calling 511 to get views of highway and snowplow cameras and learn about incidents or crashes statewide. Opponents of legalized sports betting are concerned about a Senate bill that would allow wagering on mobile phones and devices. DFL Senator John Marty of Roseville says that increases the risk of gambling addiction.
That's a lot different than if they have to go to a casino and do it. There's a little bit of guardrails there. So yeah, that would be certainly the biggest concern is the mobile part of it. But there are plenty of concerns either way.
Marty says he believes public support for sports betting is declining in Minnesota. And it's been slow at the Capitol as far as bills getting passed. On Wednesday, Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith accused Democrats of causing delays, especially when it comes to legislation like passing an Office of Inspector General bill. The OIG bill easily passed the Senate last year. It has stalled numerous times this session in committee hearings. This is MNN.